Welcome to another edition of the Hey Doc Show. My name is Harold Lasky, and I am both the medical director and a physician at Southside Medical Center, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. I am your host for the next half hour. With me is my wife, Carmen Lasky, a certified EMT and X-ray tech. Together, we hope that you will find this show informative, educational, as well as entertaining. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another full-length, full-flavor, full-curiosity edition of the Hey Doc Show. I'm your host, Dr. Harold Lasky, and I'm ready to guide you through the strange, the funny, the surprising, occasionally alarming, and often downright unbelievable world of modern medicine. I hope your seat is comfortable, because this evening is packed. There's so much new science, new health information, and even new discoveries that your brain will need a water break.
And I am your co-host, Carmen, making sure we keep this show on track before Dr. Lasky drives it off the rails and into a field of medical trivia. I call it the Hey Doc Variety Show, which means we cover everything, the helpful, the humorous, the weird, the scientific, the stories, the discoveries, the things that make you say, I never knew that, and things that make you say, I kind of wish I did not know that.
Now, if this is your first time listening, welcome. If you're a long-time listener, welcome back. Tonight is a special broadcast. We are rolling together multiple segments into one show, and we have a central theme. Health is not a single story. It is a huge collection of unexpected science, surprising facts, human behavior mysteries, microbiomes with musical taste, coffee that might be plotting against your eyes, inner ears with personality problems, and some discoveries so new that even your doctor may not have heard them yet.
We are starting this show with the foundation of recent weeks on this show. The earth shaking, bed spinning, ceiling tilting, conditions called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, BPPV. If you have ever woken up feeling like the world suddenly decided to rotate around you without warning, that is probably it.
Yes, let us begin with the greatest opening act in vestibular history, BPPV. And it's caused by tiny crystals in your inner ear, dancing the wrong dance in the wrong place at the wrong time. These crystals are small. Imagine, very small. Smaller than a grain of sand, smaller than a crumb. But they have a talent for creating chaos. When they drift into the wrong canal, your brain gets signals that say, congratulations, you are spinning now. And the brain, always trusting and always dramatic, believes it fully.
That is why people grab the bed, the nightstand, and sometimes their entire bedroom furniture collection. The spinning lasts only a few seconds, but feels much longer. It is an unforgettable experience. You roll over, the world flips, and you suddenly find yourself holding on like the mattress is trying to throw you off.
We reassure listeners all the time that BPPV is harmless, annoying, and dramatic, but harmless and treatable. The Epley maneuver is the gold standard for repositioning the crystals. It's a sequence of head positions that actually guide the little troublemakers right back into the correct location. It works for most people in minutes.
People often ask, but why do the crystals fall out in the first place? Age, mostly. Wear and tear. The universe having a sense of humor. BPPV is caused by tiny calcium crystals in the inner ear that break loose and fall into the wrong place. When they float into one of the balance canals, they fool the brain into thinking you are spinning. Crystals can also come loose from minor head bumps, inner ear infections, long periods of lying down, migraines, or sometimes for no reason at all. There is not a single heroic or glamorous explanation. Sometimes the inner ear just decides to keep life interesting.
Yes, but as dramatic as BPPV is, it is just the beginning of tonight's broadcast. We're going from the inner ear to the eyeball, to the stomach, to the nerves, to sleep science, and to odd research discoveries involving coffee, music, hydration, cartilage, and even more. all in the next two parts of the show.
Before we move on, let us remind everyone, if your dizziness lasts minutes instead of seconds, if you have weakness or trouble speaking, if you cannot walk straight, that is not BPPV. That is when you get help immediately by the classic roll over in bed quick spin, that is BPPV. You fix it, you recover.
Now, let us guide into the next portion of our variety show, medical news nobody is talking about yet. The discoveries that slip past most newspapers, because they do not involve celebrities' explosions or animals doing something adorable. These discoveries are real, recent, and relevant.
Let us start with your stomach. Your gut is full of bacteria. Trillions, more than the number of stars you can see on a clear night. And now researchers have found that your gut bacteria react to music. Yes, actual music. When people listen to music, they enjoy, the metabolic activity of certain bacterial populations increases.
Now that means while you are enjoying a relaxing song, your bacteria are essentially saying, "This is nice. Please continue." Classical music produced the strongest beneficial response. Pop music, well, it produced a mild response. Jazz did nothing. Heavy metal slowed things down, so if your gut could talk, it would probably ask for Mozart.
Imagine telling your doctor, "I feel bloated," and the doctor says, "Have you tried Beethoven?"
You know, the microbes aren't actually hearing the music directly. They're responding to changes in nervous system activity, neurotransmitters, vagal nerve patterns, and stress hormone levels, which means your gut bacteria are more in tune with your mood than your neighbors are.
Let us stay with the brain for a moment. New research shows that daydreaming produces small bursts of electrical activity, tiny sparks that appear only when the mind drifts. This may explain why creative ideas often pop into your head during moments of distraction. The brain is reorganizing, tidying up, and reworking information.
So the next time someone tells you to stop daydreaming, tell them you are performing neurological optimization.
And now let's talk about sleep. A new experiment showed that people fall asleep faster when tiny puffs of cool air gently blow across their forehead. Not a big fan, not a cold room, just short bursts of cool air. It mimics the natural drop in scalp temperature that happens before deep sleep. The brain interprets that as a signal. Sleep mode activated.
Now this may lead to new sleep gadgets that look like little forehead air blowers. So imagine wearing something the size of a deck of cards strapped to your forehead. But if it helps people fall asleep in minutes, instead of tossing and turning for hours, it might just be the next big thing.
Speaking of body signals, here is something about hydration. Scientists created a non-invasive hydration sensor that uses light refraction to measure water levels under the skin. No needles, no blood, not even urine samples. You'll shine light on the skin. The sensor analyzes the reflection and it tells you your hydration level.
This could actually revolutionize athletics, elderly care, and even everyday health monitoring. In a few years, your smartphone might check your hydration just like it checks your battery percentage.
And now for something that may help millions of people with arthritis or joint degeneration, a molecule called GDF11 appears to have a role in cartilage healing. Early research suggests it might help slow down the progression of osteoarthritis. This is not ready for treatment yet, but it is a kind of discovery that could be the basis for future therapies.
If we can regenerate cartilage, that would change lives. Imagine helping worn-out knees, hips, and spines regenerate tissue. It could reduce pain and improve mobility for millions. Now, we're not quite there yet, but the science is heading in the right direction.
Now, let us cover something cold. Cold hands. Some people always complain their hands feel like ice. Turns out there is a scientific reason. Their fingertips contain more nerve fibers than average. More nerve fibers means they sense cold more intensely. They also feel vibration and texture more intensely.
Imagine having extra sensors in your fingertips. People with cold hands often have this increased nerve fiber density. So when someone says, believe me, it feels cold, they are not exaggerating. They have scientific evidence.
And now for the start of tonight's medical surprises. Instant coffee, a no-giant study involving more than 500,000 people discovered that drinking instant coffee is linked to a much higher risk of dry age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. That is the kind that slowly damages the central part of your vision over time.
The numbers are stunning. Instant coffee drinkers showed significantly higher risk. But here's the twist. Ground coffee and decaf did not show this risk, only instant coffee.
Why? Scientists suspect the processing method. Instant coffee is made by spray drying or freeze drying concentrated extracts that can produce certain byproducts that may stress the retina, such as acrylamide and oxidized compounds.
Now, if you are over 50, or have a family history of AMD, this matters. You do not need to stop drinking coffee. You just need to choose ground coffee instead of instant.
That leads us to a related topic. People believe coffee is always good for the brain, and often it is. But when something is processed, altered, dried, reheated, and granulated, it is no longer the same thing. Your body notices the difference.
And now let us add something unexpected. Some researchers are exploring a connection between dental inflammation and vertigo. Yep, your teeth. Inflammatory cytokines are released during chronic dental infections, and they might influence the vestibular nerve. The research is early, but it's interesting.
So, in some people, a tooth problem could contribute to dizziness.
The human body, well, it's a network. No system exists alone.
That is why understanding these discoveries matters. With new information, people can make small changes that lead to big improvements.
Now, we're only maybe a little less than halfway through tonight's extended broadcast, and we have covered inner ear drama, bacteria that enjoy classical concerts, daydream electricity, forehead cooling devices, hydration lasers, cartilage molecules, fingertip, nerve excess, instant coffee, eye risks, and dental inflammation theories.
After the break, we are moving deeper, stranger, and wider. More medical discoveries, more surprising facts, more weird science, more humor, and a set of fictional audience call-ins that illustrate real-life questions people have about these topics.
When we return, we will explore why the smell of rain changes your immune response, why loneliness affects your gut bacteria, why certain foods change your hearing, why airport carpets know more about your stress than your doctor does, and why some people are genetically wired to wake up angry. Apart from that, how your posture affects your memory.
Stay with us. This is the Hey Doc Show.
This is a great time to tell you about Southside Medical Center. Dr. Lasky has been the director and physician at the care center for over 34 years. They are located at 3604 Southside Boulevard, just two blocks south of the Beach Boulevard intersection, between the Tulsa Welding School and the old Pottsburg Post Office. They will treat your pains, sprains, and strains. Dr. Lasky and Carmen are proud to welcome a board-certified pain management physician to the practice. The office emphasizes the treatment of chronic pain. They also have an office-based substance treatment program for those who need it. Southside Medical Center is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you would like to make an appointment or ask any question about Southside Medical Center, please call their office at 641-4411. That's Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care.
Welcome back to the next part of this evening's Hey Doc Show. Now, if you missed the first part, you missed dizzy ears, singing stomachs, sleeping foreheads, and a lot of really interesting stuff. But don't worry, the second half is just as wild, maybe even wilder.
We promise you, our listeners, that the second half would take a deeper dive into the strangest side of health, the part of medicine that makes people say, is this real? Did scientists actually study that? And why does my body behave like this?
The world of medical science is just enormous. There are discoveries happening nonstop. Some are helpful, some surprising, and some strange enough that if you told it to someone at a dinner party, they'd think you made it up. But you did not. scientists actually studied them, which leads us directly into this next segment.
The segment is called Studies You Would Not Believe Are Real, but they are, and every single discovery we covered today is backed by actual research. So let us begin with something poetic.
Rain, the smell of rain. Most people know the smell, fresh, earthy, calming, but scientists discovered something else. When you smell rain, your immune system changes. Breathing in that scent triggers small increases in certain immune cells. It might be a leftover evolutionary response. The scent signals that more microbes are in the air. Your immune system says, better wake up.
So, next time you walk outside and it smells like rain, your immune system is stretching its arms and getting ready.
Speaking of weather, let me give you something even stranger. Research found that when barometric pressure drops, people with chronic pain conditions often report worsening pain. Not because they sense the weather, but because the joint capsules expand slightly, just slightly, but enough to put pressure on those pain-sensitive structures.
Which means people who say, I feel a storm coming, are basically walking human barometers, and they are probably correct.
And speaking of human sensors, let's talk about airport carpets. I didn't believe this one until I read it. Yes, airport carpets. A company that analyzes stress patterns in large crowds studied how people walk on carpets versus tile. And they discovered that anxious travelers walk slower and take shorter steps on carpet because their brains think the softer surface is unstable. The more stressed you are, the slower you walk.
Which means airports have been measuring your stress level without asking. The floor knows you better than your family does.
And if the floor is watching, the brain is watching, perhaps even more closely. Now here's another discovery. Your posture affects your memory. If you slouch, your brain processes information differently. Slouching reduces alertness signals in the brain itself. Standing or sitting upright increases recall and it improves focus.
This ties into what teachers have been saying for years. Sit up straight. They may not have known why, but the brain apparently performs better when your posture is confident.
Now let's move on to something emotional, loneliness. We know loneliness affects mental health, but now we know it affects the gut. People who report high loneliness scores also show decreases in bacterial diversity. The gut and the brain are tightly linked. Loneliness sends chronic stress signals. Now these signals change the gut environment. The gut bacteria do not like loneliness any more than your brain does.
We suggest that human connection, even small moments of connection, may help the gut function better.
And speaking of the gut and the brain, listen to this one. Certain foods affecting your hearing, like garlic, for example, contain compounds that improve blood flow to the inner ear. Better blood flow means better oxygen delivery, and better oxygen means clearer auditory processing. People in one study who ate garlic regularly had slightly better high-frequency hearing.
So, the next time someone complains about hearing loss, maybe offer them a garlic clove. Although, people may choose silence if they think
what Carmen means to say there is that although people may choose silence if the garlic smell is just too strong. Now let us talk about something dramatic. Some people are genetically predisposed to waking up angry. Scientists identified specific gene variants that influence morning mood. For some people, waking up grumpy is not a choice. It's hardware. Their brain takes longer to switch from sleep mode to awake mode. Their cortisol levels spike later. Their neurons warm up slower. The world wakes up before they do.
So those who wake up cheerful are blessed. Those who wake up angry are simply wired that way.
And speaking of waking up, here's a discovery about dreams. People who dream vividly tend to have better emotional processing. Their brains rehearse emotional events. The dream is a training ground.
That explains why stressful dreams often follow stressful days. It is the brain's way of preparing for the future.
Now let us move to human behavior. Researchers discover that people blink in patterns that reveal their personality. Fast blinkers tend to be more anxious or high-strung. Slow blinkers tend to be calm. And blink timing changes when someone is lying. The brain simply requires more processing to invent details. Blinks increase.
So, your eyes may be telling you secrets.
And speaking of eyes, we promised earlier we'd revisit the instant coffee story. But this time we'll go deeper. The research used a method called Mendelian randomization. Now, this allows them to compare groups of people with different genetic risk profiles. They found that people with a higher genetic risk for AMD were especially vulnerable to instant coffee.
In other words, if your genes already put you at risk, instant coffee may pour fuel on the fire.
That is why understanding your family history is important. If AMD runs in your family, switching from instant to ground coffee is a simple and possibly protective choice.
And now that we covered the eyes, let us return to the ears, but not the spinning part. A new discovery shows that people who chew their food thoroughly reduce the risk of ear infections. Chewing moves the jaw. Jaw movement massages the Eustachian tube. That helps clear fluid. People who chew fast, swallow hard, and rush through meals tend to get more congestion.
The human body is full of these little connections. That's what makes medicine endlessly fascinating. Did you know that lemon scent increases focus? Certain citrus volatile compounds stimulate alertness signals in the brain. Offices that pump in a little citrus scent see productivity rise up by about 15%.
Which means the office cleaning spray might actually be doing more for your brain than your morning staff meeting.
Another one, people who spend 10 minutes looking at trees have lower levels of stress hormone. Even pictures, that's right, pictures of trees help. The brain sees natural patterns and relaxes.
So, if someone is stressed at work, they can look at a picture of a forest and get a small stress reduction.
Before we say goodnight, I just want to add this for those who just cannot let go of that morning instant coffee. Even with the recent concerns about the eye health, there is some good news for instant coffee drinkers because many of the general benefits seen with coffee still apply to instant, including its antioxidants, anti-inflammatory compounds, and the convenience that helps people who cannot tolerate strong brewed coffee still enjoy the health advantages of moderate coffee use. Studies show that coffee drinkers overall tend to have lower risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, liver problems, and some neurodegenerative conditions. And those protective compounds are present whether the coffee is brewed or instant. For people sensitive to acidity or caffeine, a lighter instant coffee can even be gentler on the stomach while still delivering many of coffee's positive effects. The key is to enjoy instant coffee in moderation. Avoid the sugary 3-in-1 mixes and favor ground or filtered coffee as your main daily choice. While treating instant coffee as a convenient option that still carries many of coffee's natural health benefits. Good night, everyone.
Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that Dr. Lasky is one of only a few physicians in the Jacksonville area that has been certified to recommend medical marijuana to those patients with certain qualifying diagnoses. For more information, you can call their office at 641-4411. They have also set up a special website at www.compassionatecarejacks.com, where you can get a whole lot more information on medical marijuana. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of another Hey Doc show.
And so, from all of us here at Southside Medical Center, have a happy and healthy weekend. Goodbye.